Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to today's Daf, which is Psachim Tzadik, with three lines from the bottom of Pei Tesamid Beis. Amar Ula v'Tamar v'Oisha. Ula, some say it was Rav Oisha, who issued the following statement. Efshar Yadi Chavrin Bavloi, perhaps our friends from Bavel, do they know Tama Dahimosa Pshat of this halacha? What is he referring to? We had a brisa at the end of yesterday's daf, which told us a couple things. First of all, if one should sell his carbon, his oilo shlamim, it's an invalid transaction. It's worthless. It's not his carbon to sell. But when it comes to carbon Pesach, it's different. Suppose we have an owner of a carbon Pesach who sells off a part of the carbon. He invites an individual to become a member in his carbon, member of the Chabura, and he receives some money from that customer. What happens to the money? The Braisa told us the money is considered chulin, it's not hegdish. The question is, why? We're dealing with ma'is, money that was designated for hegdish. So the money is hegdish. We assume the customer designated that money as ma'is hegdish. Now we have a behemoth which is already kaddish. It's his carbon Pesach. Where did the kedusha go? Now, if this behemoth would have been non-hegdish, would have been chulin, we understand if he sells off a behemoth of chulin to a person in exchange for ma'is, which are hegdish, that ma'is will now turn into chulin because the kedusha on that money has been transferred onto the animal which was chulin. Now the animal is kaddish in exchange for that money. The money belongs to the seller and can be diverted for personal use. But here we have money which was kaddish given to an owner of a carbon Pesach, which is also kaddish, and we say the money turns into chulin. How did that happen? Zeh hefresh tleh lepischai. This fellow was mafresh a tleh, an animal, for his carbon Pesach. So we have a lamb which is kaddish. Zeh hefresh mois lepischai. And the customer designated some money, he made it kaddish to be used for the Karban Pesach. When he hands that money to the seller, how does it turn into chulin? Where did the kedusha go? Heich hegdish chal al hegdish. Did the kedusha of the money land on top of the kedusha of the carbon? That can't work. It's already kaddish. So where was the kedusha transferred to? Diktani ma'is shibiyad chulin. So how do we explain the brisa that the money sitting in the seller's hands is considered chulin? Where did the kedusha get transferred to? So that's the question. Amar Abaye will offer a solution. Perhaps a short introduction is in place before we proceed. We're going to establish that this brisa is following Shitas Rebbe. Now there are two ways to learn Shitas Rebbe. Either he holds that a carbon Pesach is different than an ordinary carbon. We're going to learn this from Psukim. The kedusha of the carbon Pesach is not a complete kedusha. There's some vacancy there. There's some element within that carbon which is not really kaddish. The Torah allows him to leave some of that as non-kaddish, in which case money received by the seller on behalf of a portion of that carbon can now be diverted because the kedusha of that money will descend on the element within his carbon which as yet is not kaddish. The kedusha will be transferred to that vacant portion, and now the mois that he receives is chulin. That's one way to learn Rebbe. Another way to learn is that no, Rebbe doesn't hold that the behema is not completely kaddish, not to that extent. Rather, although the behemah is fully kaddish, but money, which a person designates for purchase of a chelik in the Karban Pesach, the mindset when he designates that money is that when I give it to the owner of the Karban, he'll be able to divert it for personal use. And again, we learn this from a pasuk later. So the question is, which way? Does Rebbe hold to the extent that the Karban itself has some element of non-kedusha? Or simply that money designated for Karban Pesach isn't wholly, completely kaddish, is allowed to be diverted by the seller for personal use. That's the mindset, the initial mindset when designating that money. Now, Rabbi Oshia Atana adopted the first approach in Shitas Rabbi. The actual Karban Pesach isn't fully Kaddish. And therefore, this price is following Shitas Rabbi. Money, which is Kaddish, is now going to be handed over to the seller of that carbon. The Kedusha of that money will be chal, will be applied to the vacant portion within the carbon, part which was not yet fully Kaddish. That element within the carbon will now be filled with Kedusha. The money will become chulin, and the owner has the right to use it for anything he'd like to use it for. That's going to be the pshat of Rabbi Oshia. Again, that Rebbe holds the actual carbon is lacking in Kedusha, therefore the Kedusha of the money will be transferred onto the carbon. The owner cannot consider that money as his personal money. In fact, Rebbe Oshia, with this concept, will understand a halacha that we learned in the Brice, which is going to be coming up in the Gemara soon. Now, Abaye says, look, I'm not going to argue with Rebbe Oshia, he's a Tana. And indeed, that's going to be the approach that we're going to assume is correct. However, on my own, I would not have gone that far with Rebbe. I would have said that the allowance here is on the money. It's not that the carbon is missing in Kedusha. Rather, that the money designated by an individual for purchase of a chelek and a carbon is designated with that mindset that can be used by the owner of the carbon for his personal use. That's Abaye's approach. Amar Abaye, he loved the ukme. Rabbi Oshia, lahi, b'memane zoyna pischa. If not for the fact that Rabbi Oshia adopted that first approach, that according to Rabbi, the behema is lacking in kedusha, and therefore the kedusha of the money provided by the customer will descend on the behema, which in turn makes the money chulin, it lost its kedusha, which allows the owner now to take that money and divert it for personal use. In fact, Rabbi Oshia established that the brisa later, which sounds like a person could take a carbon and make it usser by giving it to a zoyna. We know that something given to an immoral woman for her services, as the esnan zoyna, is usser to be used for the carbon. The Gemara later sounds like even a carbon can be made usser by giving it to the zoyna. How could that be? It's not yours to make usser. So Rabbi Oshia says, that brisa is following Shitas Rebbe and speaking about a case where he's taking his Korban Pesach and giving it to the Zoyna. He's inviting her to join the group of the Korban Pesach, to become a Chabura member, to have a portion of that Korban. And since the Korban Pesach is partially still the owner's private asset, he would have the ability to make it awesome. And based on that, we understand this brisa as well. Again, the money given by the customer to the owner in exchange for a chelek and the carbon, that money is kedusha, it gets transferred onto the carbon pesach, which isn't yet fully kaddish, and the money now turns into chulin. That explains our price. So Abaye is being hypothetical. If not for the fact that Rabbi Oshia would have adopted that approach and established lahid b'memane zoyna pischei and attributed that halacha that seems to enable a person to make a carbon asur to be speaking about Mimana Zoyna Pischoi, he was inviting his Zoyna to join his Chaburah's carbon Pesach, and he gave her a portion of that carbon. And since Pesach is still partially his, it's considered somewhat of his personal assets, and therefore he has the ability to make it Asr. The Rebbe, the following Shitas Rebbe, and this Brisa that says that money given to the seller will turn into Chulin, because again, we're following Shitas Rebbe, and the carbon is partially the owner's, not fully Kaddish. The Kedusha of the money gets transferred onto the carbon, which allows the money to be used for his personal use. If not for the fact that Ukmir Rishia Lehi, the Rishia established and attributed that halacha that seems to enable a person to make a carbon usser. How can it make it usser? It's not his. No, it's a carbon Pesach. He allowed the Zoyna to join his carbon Pesach. Rebbe, if only that's Rebbe, who considers the Pesach like his personal asset. And therefore, again, he explains this price, why the money turns into chulin, for that very same reason. If not for that, I wouldn't have gone that far. Hava mukmin alo lahi, B'Kachim Kalm. I would have said differently, that according to Rebbe, it's not that there is some portion of the carbon that's not Kaddish. That's going a bit too far. Rather, money designated to be used for purchasing a chelik of a carbon Pesach was hufrash with a mindset, and of course, again, this is based on a pasuk, with a mindset that it can be used by the owner of the carbon Pesach. When it will be handed over to the owner, he can take and use it for personal uses. And if that's the case, the pshat and the brayis of us is a bit different. When one owns a carbon and he sells off a portion of the carbon Pesach, he receives money in exchange. The reason why he can use that money for personal use, it's chulin, was because there was some deficiency in the money. It was some chulin element in the money. It was designated to be used for this purpose. That's pshat and the brayis. And the halacha that we're going to see later, which seems to say that a person can take a carbon and make it aser, how can you do that? If it's kaddish, it's no longer in your possession. How can you make it aser? Says Abaye, you have a mukmina lalahi. I would have attributed that. Bryce, I would have established it in line with Rabbi Yisrael Glili. I would have said it speaking b'kachim kalam. Ali, but Rabbi Yisrael Glili. This is a general halacha. The Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that kachim kalam, such as shlom and pesach, are really considered as though they're his personal assets. The Omar Kachim Kalam Mamun Balimu. It's like his personal belongings. That's why you can take a carbon, any Kachim Kalam, and turn it into an Esnan Zoyna, make it also, because it's really somewhat yours. Consider within his control, it's like his possession. Avo Pesach Le Meshayr Inish. But when it comes to Shitas Rebbe, I would never say that Pesach is different than other karbanos and there's some portion of the karban that's left out of the Kedusha realm. No, I wouldn't go that far. But Mois, Vaday Mishair Inish. Yeah, when it comes to designating money for Pesach, I will say, yeah, there's some element within that money that's left out of the Kedusha. The Mikara Ki Mavishlu, initially when he's Mavish that money, Adata Dochi Mavishlu, he's designating it to be used for this purpose, so that the owner who receives that money in exchange for giving away a portion of his carbon should be able to use it for his personal business. For Rebbe! And that's why this brayso, which says that the money received by the owner is chulin, is following Shitas Rebbe. Umeshim hachi, mois, should be at the chulin. That's why the money that he receives is chulin. Ube mois, vade meshar inish, money that a person receives is chulin, because initially, when one designates that money, meshar inish, he leaves some of it over. It's not fully kaddish. It's designated for carbon use, but he knows full and well that the owner will use it for his personal purposes. Vahid the Kamukilin explains further, Zabai is speaking, Vahid the Kamukilot Rabbi Oishik Rebbe, and that brisa later, which seems to say that a person could take a carbon and make it asur, I wouldn't have attributed to Shitas Rebbe. Loi Mukminila Le Anoki Rebbe, I would not have attributed to Rebbe. The Pesach Le'mishayir Inish. I wouldn't go as far as saying that, according to Rebbe, the actual carbon Pesach isn't fully Kaddish. And therefore, it could become Aser. It still somewhat belongs to him. No, I wouldn't say that. So basically, Abaye was saying like this. True, that Rabbi Isha adopted that approach. He took that route. That according to Rebbe, within the carbon Pesach, there's some shear, some part left outside of the realm of Kedusha. And that's why you can make it aser, can turn it into an esnan, it's still somewhat his. And that's why money received in exchange for a portion of that carbon Pesach becomes chulin, because the kedusha of the money gets transferred onto the portion of the animal which is not yet kaddish. That's Rebbe's approach. I would not have gone that far. I would have said differently. I would have said that once a carbon Pesach is a carbon Pesach, it's fully kaddish. When the Brisa explains that he can take a carbon and make it aser, turn it into an esnan zayna, we're speaking of Reisak Lili's general formula. It's a general halacha. A universal halacha that any kachim kalam is considered mum and balam. It says, oh, it's his personal belonging. And therefore, he has the ability to make it aser. It's not Rebbe. It's Reisak Lili. That applies to all kachim kalam. It's nothing unique to Pesach and it's Rebbe. No. That's over there. And how would we explain the halacha that money received in exchange for a carbon is chulin? That's because the money was never considered fully kaddish. The initial designation was with this mindset that's going to be given to an owner, exchanged for the carbon pesach, and will be diverted for his personal use. Now, one more thing. Why couldn't he simply say that this brisa as well is following Reis Haglili? And that explains why money received in exchange for carbon pesach is chulin, because Reis Haglili holds that all kachim kalim is really mum and baum, belongs to the owner, is considered like his personal belonging, in which case he can sell it. It's not fully kaddish, he can sell it, and the kedusha of the money gets transferred to that carbon. And therefore, the mois become chulin. Why can't you just say that? There's the answer for that. V'olech l'ukmik Rabbi Yosi. You could not have attributed this brisa to Rabbi Yosi, d'otani ba, because there's not a halach in this brisa. V'amoich arlosu shlomav l'yosu l'klum. If one sells his oil and shlomim, nothing doing. According to Rabbi Yosi, it works. It's a transaction. O kachim kalm is considered owned by its owner and can be sold. Apparently, this price is not following Reis Haglili. If so, why do we say that when it comes to Pesach, the money received in exchange for the portion of the Karim Pesach is considered chulin? If the money was Kaddish, and the Mehen was already Kaddish, where was the Kedusha transferred to? The answer would be, because money for Karim Pesach isn't fully Kaddish. It's meant to be used by its owner for his personal uses. So this is Abaye's hypothetical. He's saying, if not for Rabbi Yosi, I would have gone with this route. But now the Rabbi Yosi established and attributed, he attributed that halach in the Brais that he can be oiseir a korban by giving it to a zayna, to be speaking specifically by a korban pesach, b'man a zayna al pischay, v'rebi, following shittas rebi. Shmamino, apparently, Rabbi Yosi holds the sphere that Rabbi holds, afilu v'pischa mishayinish. Even when it comes to the actual carbon pesach itself, there's a portion within the carbon that the owner had left out of the context of Kedusha. He left it vacant. There's an element within this carbon that's not Kaddish, in which case he now has the ability to make the carbon asur. Having said that, we now understand this brisa. When the seller who sells a portion of his carbon receives money from that customer, that money is chulin. Question was, why? The money is kaddish, behemoth is kaddish. Where did the kedusha go? The answer is, there is a certain element within that behemoth that's not yet kaddish, which allows its owner to receive money exchange. And the kedusha of that money descends on that vacant element within its carbon. Now the money is chulin. So we have an answer to Al-Kash. Mayhi the Rabbi Yosi. Where do we find Rabbi Yosi's discussion? This not. Nasan lo mukdoshan be'esnana. If one offers a carbon, he gives it to the zayna for services, hare'elu mutarn, they don't become asr. Oifais to chulin, if he gives her a chulin bird, hare'elu asur, it becomes asr, cannot be used for a carbon. Shaya badin. We could have theoretically applied a kalvachaymer to be matter these birds. Uma im mukdoshim. Shamum poisel behen. Since we find that even karbonis, animal karbonis, who are affected by a mum, they can't be used for a carbon if they have a mum, still, ein esnan amchir chalalein, they can't be turned to an esnan, as we just mentioned, nor can they have the psul of mechir, something which was exchanged for a dog, cannot either be used for a carbon. So although animal karbanis which are affected by mum, they have that disadvantage, even so, they cannot be affected by esnan al-mechir. Once it's kaddish, it can no longer become pasul through esnan al-mechir. Certainly, oifais she'en amum poisel man, birds that a mum doesn't affect, a mum by a bird doesn't disqualify from karban, has that advantage over animal karbanis. Ein oidin she'en esnan al-mechir chalalein. Wouldn't that prove to us that esnan al-mechir shouldn't either affect a bird? Tamulim l'chol neder. L'chol is inclusive. L'rabis es ha'oifis. Even birds, once they've been granted to the zayna, esnan or mechir, they're disqualified from being used for a neder, for a carbon for the mizbech. Having known that, let's apply a kavachayim in the reverse. Kavachayim l'magdoshim at. to the karbanis. Ma oifish ein hamum poisel b'hem. Since we find that birds, despite the fact that they're not affected by mum, still esnan amechir chalalein, they get affected by esnan amechir, as we just said. Mugdashin shamum poisel b'hem. Certainly, animal karbanis, which are already kaddish, which can be affected by a mum, even once it's kaddish, if it receives a mum, it's possible. Ein oidin esnan mechir chalalein. Certainly, esnan mechir will affect him. Tamu leimar l'chol neder. You know, but to use a esnan or mechir and make it into a neder, pratl neder, as opposed to something which was already neder, was already promised, was already granted, it's already a carbon. It's too late. It can no longer become an esnan or mechir. It says the Gemara, fine, we have a pasuk that protects the carbon from becoming an esnan. El atama dechas rachman a neder. That's only because the pasuk specifies neder. Once it's a carbon, you can no longer make it awesome. If not for the pasuk, I would say, Mugdoshim chal iser esnan aleim. Even a carbon can become asa through esnan. How could that be? V'ein adam oisa davashen shaloi. How could a person take something which is not his, a carbon is not his, grants it to the zayna, and makes it asa? You can take something which is not yours and make it asa. Why do we even need a pasuk to tell you that doesn't become asr? Why would I even entertain a notion that it could become asr? Omar, b'oisha, here's a b'oisha. We're speaking about a unique case. We're speaking about a carbon Pesach. And that, according to Rebbe, is still somewhat his and can be turned into an esnan zoin. My Rebbe, where do we find Rebbe? The Sanya. Imyimat habayis mi esmise. In the drasha that we're speaking about a person who's running short on funds. He finds himself in dire financial straits. He can replenish his funds using the carbon Pesach. You can mechaye the person using the seh. The Gemara will explain what this means. Mechde achila v'loy mechde mekach. It means like this. That the owner can sell off a portion of his seh, the funds that he receives in exchange can be applied to enhance the achila of the carbon. Hachayu miseh, according to Gemara soon, is going to mean you can be mechaya the seh, you can enhance, improve the actual eating experience of the seh of the carbon Pesach. The Gemara soon will explain what this means. V'loy michtei mekach, but he can't just enhance his own personal fortunes and receive money in exchange for his carbon Pesach and direct that money for business purposes. This is the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Omer af mikdei mekach. He can apply it even for schayr rashes, for business, to do mekach with it, for his personal use. Explains the Gemara. Shim ein loy, if he's lacking funds, mimana acharav imal pischa, he invites another fellow to join him, val chagigasoy, to join him as a member of his Karban Pesach or his Chagiga, and the money that he receives in exchange, he can direct it for anything he needs. It's considered chulin. This is Rebbe speaking. The Hegdish of the Karban Pesach was done with this mindset. That what? That a part of that Karban remains non-Kaddish, which allows the money, which is Kaddish, which is going to be received by the seller, that kedusha of that money to be transferred, will be transferred on the vacant portion of his carbon, leaving the money chulin and allowing it for personal use. I think we'll expound on this. Rab of Rabbi Zera, to what extent does Rabbi allow diversion of that money? Rab of Rabbi Zera, Chadamar, be'etzim letzliyasa yikuli amale pligi. All agree, even Tanakam agrees, that if he's short funds to supply himself for wood, firewood, he doesn't have enough to supply himself with firewood to roast the Karban Pesach. Kuli Amalei Pligi all agree that he can divert the money for that purpose. The Kiven Takanta the Pesach, since it's for the actual carbon to enable roasting, Kigufa the Pesach Dami. Everybody agrees it's okay because that's like the actual carbon. You're being Machaya for the set. Ki Pligi B'matzu Mara. The question is, can you use that money to purchase matzah and mar? Rabbana Savri, they hold, ha'achila achriti. This is a different achila. This is separate from the actual carbon. And therefore, you can't use the money for that purpose. V'rebi savar kivin dechsher de pesachu. Since it's actually coming together, the Pesach, matzah, mar go together. It's being machshir the Pesach. It's enhancing the eating experience of the Pesach. Kivin dechsher de pesachu, kiguf de pesach dami. It's regarded like the actual carbon, and even though money can only be used for the carbon, this is also considered for the actual carbon. Now, as Tosis points out, this approach, this interpretation of the Machlokes, will not fit with the Gemara above. There's Rabbi Oishi who told us that the carbon Pesach is partially choil, which allows the kedusha of the money received by the seller to be transferred on the carbon Pesach, which now allows the seller to take that money and apply for anything. This pshat in the Gemara will not go along with that. You can only divert that money for very specific purposes. Hachyeyu miseh, to enhance the actual carbon. All agree you can use for firewood, for the roasting purpose. But when it comes to matzah mar, Rabbi says that's also considered enhancement of the actual carbon Pesach. But certainly you can't just use it for anything you want. So this approach in the Gemara is different than the Gemara up until now. But the next Gemara will work. V'chadamar, one of these two was Rabban Rav Zeira. So one of them had a different approach, which will be synonymous with the Gemara above. That the actual carbon has an element which is not Kaddish. And the Kedusha of the purchase money will be transferred onto that, which allows the seller to take that money and use it for anything he wishes. And that's Shitas Rem. V'chad Amar, the other one said like this, B'matzo mara nami, kuli amma loy pligi. When it comes to diverting those funds to purchase matzah mar, all agree it's okay. Tichsiv al matzah simran yachlu. The Pesach is meant to be eaten together with matzah mar. To give the machshir in the Pesach nenu. Since the matzah mar enables the Pesach, it's enhancing the achilas Pesach. Ki Pesach dami, it's considered like the actual Pesach. You're simply diverting this Pesach money for Pesach. Hachyeyu miseh, it's okay. Ki pligi, the machlekes is only likach by choluk. If you'd like to use the funds to purchase a robe, likach by talis, which is unrelated to the Karim Pesach. Now we have machlekes. Rabbana Savri, mi yois miseh. Vimima tabayis, if he's short of funds, he can take the purchase money. The seller can take the money which he receives in exchange for his Karim Pesach. Mi yois miseh. What does that mean? Mi yois miseh marachmana. Hachiyeyu liseh. You can enhance the actual carbon. You can purchase matzah and murrah to enhance the carbon's eating experience. But strictly for that. V'rebi sever, hachye atzmecha miseh. You can mecha yourself. Using the seh money. This is a question of definition. Miyos miseh is learned as though it would say, be mechaya, hey and ches are interchangeable. Mechaya what? Mechaya the actual seh? Enhance the seh, that's Rabbanon. Rabbi says, be mechaya the person, the owner. He can take that money and divert it for his personal use. And this is in line with Rabbi Yosha, because the Karm Pesach has some aspect of it which is not yet Kaddish. Therefore, the kedusha of the money being given to the owner will be transferred to the carbon, onto that vacant spot of the carbon, so to speak. Now the money is fully chul. He can use it for his own personal use. So you see that this concept is really based on the pasuk of achiyeyu miseh. Concludes the Gemara. Well, Abaye, let's go back to Abaye for a moment. He said like this, that if not for Rabbi Oishi, I would have taken a different approach. Rabbi Oishi, lahi, b'manazay na pischoy, v'rabbi, if not for the fact, Rabbi Oishi, established that brisa, which is telling us that if not for the pasuk, which says you can't make a carbon kaddish, usher, an esnan, I would have thought otherwise. How is that? How could you take a carbon which is not really yours and make it usher? It's not yours. Rabbi Ishi says it's following Rabbi Shita, who's speaking about a carbon pesach, which is partially yours. We're speaking about Mamana Zoyna Pischa Rabbi. If not for that, I would have gone with a different route. Have a mukmina la bekachim kalim. I would have said that brisa, which seems to tell us that a carbon can be made also, is found in Risak Lili, a universal shita. The Amar kachim kalim amam balamu. Kachim kalim is considered personal assets, and therefore can be made usur. That's why we need a pasuk to tell us you can't. I would have taken that route. Avol pesach lemishayrinish. But when it comes to shitas other than Rabbi Saglili, such as Rebbe, I wouldn't even suggest that the Pesach is lacking Kedusha. That was Abaye's approach. We have one kash on that. Let's take a look at the brayse that we just mentioned. We have Rebbe telling us that when an owner of a carbon Pesach sells off a portion and he receives money in exchange, he can direct that money in any direction that he wishes. Hachei atzmacha. Why? The Brisa gives us a reason. Sham nas kein. Higdishu yisro b'schein. What does that sound like? There's something lacking within the Pesach. There's some chul element within the Pesach which allows the Kedusha of the money to land on that. It's pretty clear that Rabbi Ishiya's approach is correct. Haktani behedi. The Brisa clearly tells us that the reason for Rebbe's halach is Sham nas kein higdishu yisro b'schein. How can Abaye suggest otherwise? Ema, let's reword the brayse. Shalom naskei nekdishu Yisrael mois b'schein. Money designated for purchase of a carbon Pesach. This customer comes along with his money to buy a chelik. He meant to know that that money was initially designated with this mindset, with this in mind. Yeah, I'm designated for my chelik of the carbon, but I know full and well that the owner will take that money and use it for business. For personal use. Of course, it's based on the pasuk, which allows us to do that. That's why the ma'is is chulin. But not to say that the actual carbon is not fully kaddish. But that's all theoretical. Bottom line is that Rabbi Isha did take the other route. And that explains the brisa. Again, we had a kasha. Brisa says, the owner of the carbon Pesach, who receives money in exchange for a chelik of that carbon, that money is chulin. How's that? The money is Kaddish, the behemoth is Kaddish, where did the Kedusha go? The answer is following Rebbe. A Pesach isn't fully Kaddish. There's an element of non-Kedusha within it, which is based on a Pasuk. Which then leads us to the next step. Money received in exchange for that carbon is considered Chulin, because the Kedusha of that money can descend on that available element, that vacancy within that carbon, which now receives the Kedusha of the money. And the resulting effect is that the money is chulin, and the owner could divert it for personal use. Says the Mishnah, Zav Shirah Shtei Riyos. The Zav had two sightings of Ziva. He has to count 7 clean days. Shoich Tanolav Vishvi. We can shech the Karim Pesach on his behalf on the 7th day, hoping, depending on the fact that he's going to eat tonight after the 7 days are over. So even though currently he's not available, 7 days aren't over. But we could do the shechita depending on the fact that he's going to, relying on the fact that he's going to eat tonight. Rosh Shalish, if he had 3 riyos, now he needs to bring karbanis on his 8th day. You can't be shechit on the 7th day, because he can only partake in the karban after he brings his karbanis on the 8th. Shechit on olav b'shmini, he could shechit on the 8th day, even if he hadn't yet brought his karbanis. We rely on the fact that he'll bring his karbanis and he'll eat his karban Pesach. Sheichnal b'shmini shalai. What about Isha? Shemeres yom kineged yom. So her monthly cycle is split into two parts. We have the standard period, the meinida. She sees dam, she's tummy for 7 days, including the days of seeing. At the conclusion of 7, at night she's tummy. Now when it's beyond the norm, it's beyond the meinida, the abnormal sighting of dam, that's called the yimei ziva. She sees 1 day, she has to keep the next day clean to correspond to the previous day. And at the end of that day, at night, she's tar, provided she was toivel. We can shech the Karban Pesach on our behalf on that very second day. Even though the day wasn't over yet, she cannot yet eat karbanis, let's hope and assume she'll be available tonight. Rosh Hashanah Yomim. She saw daf for 2 days. Now she has to keep the next day b'tahara. Shechta Nela B'Shlishi. Because she has to come on the third day, hoping she'll be available tonight. Ve'azava, who had 3 Re'yos. Now she has to count 7 clean days. And bring a Karban on the 8th. Shechta Nela B'Shmini. Could do the Shechita on the 8th day, hoping she'll bring her Karbanis and be available tonight for the Karban Pesach. So the concept is very simple. If he's unavailable for tonight, he can't bring Karban on his behalf. If he'll be available, then you can. Now the question is, this person who will be available tonight, always speaking that he was already Tovel, and he's simply awaiting nightfall, Herev Shemesh, and then he'll be Roy, always speaking even if it's still pre-Tevila, he hadn't yet gotten a chance to go to Mikvah. Can we still do the Shechita hoping he'll be Tovel and be available tonight? We have Machlokes, Amaroyim, the Gemara. You can process a korban on behalf of a tvul yoyim. Let's say we're speaking about Azov on the 7th day. He was toivel already. He's a tvul yoyim. He's simply awaiting nightfall, Herev Shemesh, to complete, provide the second phase of his tahara. And that'll be available. That's fine, because he's no longer really tummy. He was already toivel. U'mechus ha-kippurim. Likewise, Azov on his 8th day, or Zava on her 8th day, who need karbanis, we can bring the karban on their behalf, even though it's still pre-karban. They haven't yet brought their karbanis. We'll assume that they'll bring karbanis, be available tonight. But this is only because they're already toivel and their tumah is pretty much gone. However, you can't bring a karban on behalf of a person who touched the sheretz and he's still before tefillah, even though he can be toivel and be available tonight. But he's tummy. That doesn't allow us to bring a carbon for him. The Gemara soon will bring a pasuk to support this. That's Rav Shit. V'ul Amar. Av sheikh the mezerik not mei sheretz. Even if it's mei sheretz. Pre-tvila. You can be sheikh and mezerik a carbon on his behalf. Why? Because, bottom line is, tonight he'll be available. He'll be tovel soon. And come tonight, he'll join the carbon. Explains the Gemara. L'Rav. Ma ish not tvul yoyim. D'chazi l'urt. Why is a tvul yoyim different? You allow him to have a carbon because he's after tefillah. He'll be available tonight for the carbon. Tmei sheretz na michaz l'urta. Even a tmei sheretz who had not yet been tovel, but he'll be available tonight. Why can't he have a carbon? Mechus tefillah. He's lacking tefillah. He's still tamei. Says the Gemara, tvul yoyim nami mechus harev shemesh. One who was tovel had not either yet completed his entire tahara. He needs phase 2, nightfall. How could he have a carbon? Shimshim and Mela Arva. Sundown happens on its own. It's not a significant element of his kapara process. And therefore, even if he was lacking Herav Shemesh, as long as he was Tevil, the main and significant portion of his tum is gone, he can go ahead and acquire carbon. Mechusar Nami. Mechusar Kippurim Nami. How can you bring a carbon on behalf of a person who hadn't yet bore his carbonis? Mechusar Kapara. He's lacking kapara. That's a significant event in his Tahara cycle. So how can you ignore that? Shekina b'yada. We're speaking that his birds are in his hands. His birds for the carbon. It's within his ability, it's in his capacity to become tar immediately. It says, Gemara, t'mei sheretz nami, hari mikvah l'fanecha. It's t'mei sheretz pre-tvila. Look, there's a mikvah right here. It's within his capacity to be toivel and become tar. If potential is enough, what's the difference? Dimur Pasha. We're concerned that he might neglect to be toivel. So it's a rabbinic, it's a gzeira drabbanon. A rabbinic concern. Yachi, mechusa kippurim nami, dimur Pasha. Why can't he bring a carbon on account of a mechusa kippurim? Why is there no gzeira drabbanon? Perhaps he won't bring his carbon. In which case, the carbon pesach won't be eaten by him. He won't have to have access to the carbon. Keep going to Masrinu Lebezin. Was speaking that he handed over the funds designated, earmarked for his carbon, to the Bezin of Kehanim. There was a pushka in the Beis HaMikdash, which looks like the Shofar. They would put the coins in there, and the Kehanim would go ahead and look after it. There's a chazaka. We could be confident that the Bezin of the Kehanim wouldn't leave the area until they depleted the entire supply of money sitting in those shofars. They purchased karbonis on behalf of the mechusar kapara. So once he handed over the money, we know with certainty that his concerns, his karbanos will be addressed properly. That's why we can bring a karban on his behalf, even though it's before the hakrava, because we know with certainty it's going to happen. But a person who had not yet been toivel, well, we don't know what's going to happen. Perhaps he'll never be toivel, and the karban for him will be a naught. That's the reason for Rav. Ulurav me deraisa mechzachazi? They mean to say that according to Rav, even a tmei sheretz or a zav prior to tefillah minat Torah can have a part in the Karban Pesach v'rabbanu d'gazubei? It's only a gzera d'rabbanan. Alom amarav, if that's so, why did Rav tell us back on Daf Pei when Klal Yisrael were 50% tar, 50% tamei, what do we do to enable the carbon? Rav said like this, Metamen echad mem b'sheretz. We take one of the tarim, we make him tamei through a sheretz. Now we have 51 tamein, which is roif, and now all of Yisrael will bring the carbon betumah. How does that work? A tamei sheretz can still have a carbon min ha-Torah. It's only the Rabbana, we don't allow it. But min ha-Torah is fully capable of having a carbon. So what do you gain by taking a tar and making him tamei sheretz? He doesn't have to bring a carbon betuma. You don't have most of Yisrael which need a carbon betuma, which allows the carbon that yet to be brought betuma. This tamei sheretz can have a carbon betahara, because he's soon going to be toivel and at night he's going to eat it. Min ha-Torah can do that. Says the Gemara, Ela l'Rav, apparently according to Rav, Medaraisa nami l'chazi. Even Medaraisa, a Tmei Sheretz, prior to Tefillah, cannot have a korban brought on his behalf. It's a pasuk. Dechsev ish ish ki atamei l'nefesh. And this person can't bring Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. Now this Tmei Nefesh, what are we speaking about? Tmei Meis. Are we not speaking even when his seventh day of the sequence of Yimei Tumas Meis happens to be Erev Pesach, in which case tonight he'll be available? Dainu Tumas Sheretz, this is like a Tumas Sheretz, because in both cases he's going to be available tonight. And still, what does the Pasuk say? V'amarachman nidchi. He's going to be pushed off for Pesach Sheni. Apparently, if a fellow is still prior to Tefillah, even though theoretically, you can take care of everything. You can be toivel and be available tonight. It doesn't work. So it's a pasuk. That to make sure it's precluded from akrova. V'chi teima. Now if you'll argue and say, v'may dehachi. How do we know that this pasuk that says that a tmei nefesh cannot bring the Pesach Rishon, speaking even if his seventh day is on Erev Pesach? Maybe it's only if it's the fifth or sixth day. How do you know? V'chi teima v'may dehachi. Savel k'Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi follows Rabbi Yitzchak's interpretation. The Amar Tmei Meis Mitzvah Hayu. Those individuals who came to Moshe Rabbeinu complained, look, we can't bring the carbon Pesach. Why? Why couldn't they bring the carbon? Because they were Tmei Meis Mitzvah. They were involved in burying their relatives. Shechal Shvi Shalahen Lias Be'er HaPesach. Their seventh day of the seven Yimei Tumas Meis happened to be Erev Pesach. How do we know? Shenama v'loyoch las a Pesach b'yimahu. They couldn't bring the Pesach that day. B'yimahu who de'ena nichoyin lasis. Only on that day they couldn't bring. Avalamacha yichoyin lasis. But on the following day they could have brought, because it was already their seventh day. The next day they would have been tar. So the seventh day falls on Erev Pesach, and what happens? Va'amar rachman nitcho. The Pesach says they have to be pushed off. Apparently, even when you're on your seventh day, in which case you'll be available tonight, but if it's still pre-Tvila and you're still Tamei, you can't have a Karban Pesach. Ask Tosfos, so why couldn't they just be Toivel? He says, you're right. They happen to come to Moshe in a state of pre-Tvila. And in fact, that's what he told them. If you're Toivel, then you'll be okay. A Tvil Yom can have a Karban Pesach. But if you maintain this status, and you're not Toivel, then you have to wait for Pesach Shein. So conclusion? A Tmei Meis on the seventh day, or Tmei Sheretz. If it's after Tevila, so Tumah's for the most part gone, even Rav agrees you can bring a Karban on his behalf, because he'll be Roy tonight. If it's still pre-Tevila and he's Tamei, then Min HaTorah, he cannot have a Karban Pesach brought on his behalf. Tanan, let's take a look at our Mishnah. Zav Sherosh Te Riyos, if he had two Riyos, in which case he has to count 7 days. Shechten olav b'shvi, he can bring a korban on his seventh day. My love deloy tavo. I would not speak even before tefillah. Hushmami no. We have a right from here. Shechten mezerken out meisharetz. Even if a person's tummy can have a korban. Why the tavo was speaking? He was already tavo. E tavo. He was already tavo. My kamashmon. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Why would I think otherwise? Hakamashmon. The chiddush here is the afka of the mechusar of shemesh. Even though he's lacking nightfall. Kamashmon, the chiddush is the shimshim meila arva that happens on its own. It's not man-made, and therefore it's not considered something that he is lacking in his process. He's for the most part tar, he was tovel, and therefore he can have a carbon. Okay, now mistaver, I'll prove to you that we're speaking after tefillah. Midiktani sefer, the Mishnah continues. Ra shalosh riyos. If he had 3 riyos, has to count 7 days plus bring a carbon on the 8th day. Shechten olav b'shmini, can bring the carbon on his 8th day, even before he actually brings his carbonis. Iyamas b'shleim azov, shiroa shtei riyos. Now this works well if you say that in the first halacha of the 2 riyos, shechten olav b'shvi, the fact that you can bring a pesach on a 7th is speaking the tovel. He was already tovel. That's the pshat in the first case. Now we understand why the Mishnah has to proceed with another case, which has a chiddush. Istrich, there's a need to give us the second case. Sakadat hachamina. Perhaps I would say. Rosh Tayriyas Bishvi. Yeah, in the case where he had 2 riyas. And it's the 7th day. Hudaloy Mechusa Masa. Over there it works because he's not lacking a Masa. Because he was already Toivel. Aval Rosh Shalish. So over there it works. But if he saw 3, in which case he has to wait for the 8th day to bring his carbon. Bishmini. On his 8th day, the Mechusa Masa. Mechusa Kapari has to bring carbonates. That's really lacking a Masa. It's an act, it's a significant phase in the kapara. Perhaps over there, you have to wait for that to take place to allow him to have a carbon pesach. Mechusa kapara, loy, perhaps you can't bring a carbon until that happens. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush hamishnah. The afgav, the mechusa kapara, even though he's lacking kapara, shechtem zorkin away, he can bring a carbon on his behalf because he's really tzari, he's really tovel, etc. That works well if you say that in the first case, we're speaking that he's really tovel. We need an additional halacha to say, well, not only when he was tovel, in which case his tumah is gone and he's not lacking anything significant, you can bring a pesach on his behalf, but even when he's lacking something significant, like a kapara, like the karmanis on the 8th, even then you can bring a karban. So that's an additional chiddush, and both halachas are necessary. Eli amris. But if you propose that, rosh de riyos b'shvi, deloy tovel, then the first halacha, they saw to riyos, he's on the 7th day, it's still prior to tefillah. And the Mishnah tells us you can bring a carbon on his behalf, even though he's still pre-tefillah in his tummy. Rosh, Olish, Vishmini, Lamali. Why is there a need to tell us the next halacha? That a person who saw 3, it's his 8th day, you can bring a carbon on his behalf. That's pasha, it's simple. Hashti Yishleima. Rosh, Teish, Riyaz, Bershvi, Dilei Tavl. Look, even in a case where it's his 7th day, and it's pre-tefillah, the tummy ma'al you. He's really Tommy. Shachtina Mazar Kinil away. You can bring carbon on his behalf. If you tell me such a great chiddush, then of course in the next case, Rosh Sholish B'Shmini. This fellow had to wait for his 8th day for his carbonis. Dutavale B'Shvi. He's already after Tvila on the 7th. The Klisha Tumah. In which case his Tumah is almost gone. It's a weak, very weakened state of Tumah. He's just waiting for his carbonis. Like Koshkin, the Shachtina Mazar Kinil away. Of course. You can bring carbon pesach on his behalf. That's pashut. It's self-evident. There's no need to inform us this halacha. El lashma minar. Apparently, it's pretty clear. Rosh teiris b'shvi the shachtina away in the first case on the 7th when we bring the carbon for him the tovel speaking that he was already tovel in accordance with shitas rav. That's why the Mishnah has to give us the next case as well. Don't think only because he was tovel, he's no longer missing a masa. He can have a carbon. But even the case where it's on his 8th and he still needs the kapara of his karbonis. Don't think that's different. No, even there he can have his karbon. So this actually proves Rav. Proves Rav shit that on his 7th you cannot bring a karbon unless he was tovel. Says, well, no, loy, actually, in the first case, he could be speaking that he had not yet been tovel. It's his 7th day prior to tefillah. He can still bring a karbon on his behalf, not like Rav shit. And we still need the second halacha. The question was, what was the chiddush of the second halacha? Once we know that pre-tefillah works, pre-mechusa kapara, pre those karbonis, do I need a chiddush for that? Yeah, it's needed. Perhaps I would say b'shvi. Who do we other the second? On the seventh day, it's okay to have a carbon pesach because it's within his capacity to fix himself up. He could jump into the mikveh. Avo b'shmini de'en b'yodah lahakrif. But on the eighth, where it's not within his ability to bring his carbon, ain't b'yodah lahakrif carbon, he's not a kayin. Eimah pashi b'kehana. Perhaps it's a concern the kehana will neglect to bring his carbon. Don't count him into the carbon pesach. Perhaps it won't work out. Kamash monk, Rav Shmaya, the chiddush is like Rav Shmaya. He already handed his money over, and the bezdin will look after. Continues the Gemara. Vazova shoichten tani tana kameder Rav Adabarava. There was a chacham who presented the following brayse in front of Adabarava. Vazova shoichten ale b'shvi shelo. A zova who needs to count 7 days and then on the eighth bring a korban, she can have a korban pesach on her seventh day. Amar lehi responded, how can you say that? Zova b'shvi shelo michazia. How's a zova enabled for korban pesach on her seventh day? She's not available tonight. She has to wait till tomorrow after her karbonis. Even according to Ula, they could bring a karbon on a Tmei Sheretz, even before Tefillah. That's specific to there. The Chazil Urta, because tonight he'll be right. He'll be Tevil. He'll be right tonight. Ha, but this is Zava, Adla Machar. Only until tomorrow, the Masa Kapar that she brings her karbonis, L'chazia. She's not available. How can you be making a karbon on the 7th on her behalf? Rather say you could bring a carbon on her 8th day. Oh, because tonight she'll be right. Pshita, isn't that pashut? Why is that a chiddush? Now at the time, perhaps I would think, kiva the mechaser kapar, since she's lacking carbonis. Loi, you can't bring a carbon pesach on her behalf. Kamash monk Rav Shmaya. The chiddush like Rav Shmaya, again, he handed the carbonis, she handed the carbonis to the kayanim, they'll take care of it. And she'll be available tonight. Ravina Amar, he had a different version of events. Nida tana kame. The Chacham presented halacha regarding Anita. V'Anita shoichten ala b'shvi. Anita who saw dam, she's tamei for the next 7 days. On her seventh, she can have a carbon pesach because she's available tonight. Omer lein, Rav Adar Rav responded, how can you say that? Nida b'shvi mechazia. How is she roy on her seventh? Let's remember, Anita is only toivel at night after the entire sequence of 7 Yimei Nida are up, then she's Tevel. That's the first phase of her Kapara. And she has to wait until the first nightfall that she'll experience, which is actually tomorrow night. She can only eat have a carbon on the 8th at night. How can it be a carbon on her 7th? She won't be available tonight. Even according to the Shita, you could bring a carbon for Tmei Sheretz, the Chazil Urta, because he's right tonight. Nida le Urta de Shviyu de Tevel. Anida, the 7th at night, she's Tevel. Ad Shmini, but until the next day, the 8th, the of the hair of Shemesh, when she has the hair of Shemesh, the night following the 8th, Lechazia, she's not right for the carbon. How can you bring a carbon for her on the 7th? Eleima b'Shmini. Rather, the Nida can have a carbon on the 8th day, because she's right tonight. Pshita, isn't that self-evident? Hashta, look, now that we say, Uma Zava de Mechasa Kapar, even a Zava was saw 3 days and she has to wait for 7 clean days, plus the 8th day where she has a Kapara, her Kabonis, she's on her 8th and she's missing the karbonis. Mazava de mechaser kapara. Sheikhtim rezerkan aleha. You can bring the karbon on her behalf. You know, she's lacking some element in her kapara process. Sheikhtim rezerkan aleha b'shmini. Nida de mechaser kapara. Anida who doesn't need to bring karbonis. She has to just wait out the day. The 8th day. Tzricha lemeim de shachtinim zarkin aleha. Do you need to tell me that a karbon pesach can be brought on her behalf on her 8th day? She's right tonight. That can be derived simply from the Zava case. Nida, it's Trichalei. Yeah, he was coming to inform us something regarding the Nida. Hakamash Malon. He was coming to tell us, B'shmini in. You can bring the carbon Pesach on her 8th day. B'shvilei, but not on the 7th day. He was simply coming to tell us the basic halacha. The Tefillah of a Nida takes place after the completion of the full 7-day sequence, which requires it to wait another day to experience the hair of Shemesh on the night following the 8th. Therefore, he could only bring the Karban Pesach on her 8th, not on her 7th. Kedesanya. Kol chayov etfilis, all those that require to be tevel, like the Zav and the Zava, tefilasim b'yayim. They can be tevel during the day. They count 7 days, 7 clean days. And once you've counted the beginning of the 7th day, you already have accomplished something. You can already be tevel right then and there, hoping that your situation will remain intact. And then, come nightfall, you're completely tar. However, nida v'yeledes, those two, tefilasim b'layla. You have to wait out the entire sequence. It's not a matter of counting. For instance, the nida, her 7 days are fully yamei nida. Until that sequence of yamei nida are up, she can't be tevil. Her tefillah is only the night following the completion of her 7 days. The sanya, yochal tehi tevelasim b'yidyoim, perhaps a nida can be tevil during the day. On her 7th day, tamaloyma shivas yamim tiya benidasa. She has to remain in a nida status for 7 full days. Tehi benidasa, tiya is a ribui. She remains for the full sequence. Kol shiva. And afterwards she's tevil. V'yoledes iska shel nida. And we find that a yoledes, isha gave birth, is equated to nida in this respect, that her tefillah only takes place after the completion of her yemei tumah. So in summary, we learned that the money received by a seller of the Korban Pesach is chulin, following Shitas Rebbe. The kedusha of that money gets transferred onto the Korban, which isn't fully kaddish yet, and then becomes fully kaddish. Now the money becomes chulin. We learned that one who cannot eat tonight cannot have a Pesach brought on his behalf. But if he will be roi tonight, and he was ready tovel today, all agree, that's okay. If he had not yet been tovel, Rav says he can't have a carbon, and Ula says he can't.